And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 17th of May, 2025. Today is World Eel Day, a question that stumped Aristotle and countless successors throughout the history of natural science was, where do eels come from? The German biologist Max Schultz, lying on his deathbed, observed that he was leaving a world where all the important questions had now been settled. All of them, that is, except the eel question. People found eels in brooks, rivers, lakes, and the sea. They also found them inexplicably in ponds that dried out and refilled each year and that had no access to other bodies of water. They couldn't help but notice that the creatures seemed to have no ovaries, no testicles, no eggs, and they were never observed to mate. The ancient Egyptians believed that eels were produced by the sun warming the Nile. Aristotle decided that eels emerged spontaneously from mud and rainwater. Pliny the Elder thought that new eels developed when old eels rubbed away parts of their bodies on rocks. As late as the 1860s, a Scottish author espoused an old belief that they began their lives as beetles. In the English countryside, most people adhered to the theory that eels were born when hairs from horses' tails fell into the water. The truth emerged only slowly and was, in its own slippery way, stranger than the fiction. Careful observers discovered that what had long been taken for several different kinds of animals were, in fact, just one. Eels are creatures of metamorphosis, transforming themselves over the course of their lives into four distinct beings. Tiny gossamer larvae with huge eyes floating in the open sea. Shimmering glass eels known as elvers, a few inches in length with visible insides, making their way along coasts and up rivers. Yellow-brown eels, the kind you might see in ponds, who can move across dry land, hibernate in mud, and live quietly for half a century in a single place. And finally, the silver eels, long, powerful muscles that ripple their way back to sea. When this last metamorphosis happens, the eels' stomachs dissolve. They will travel thousands of miles on their fat reserves alone, and their reproductive organs develop for the first time. Unlike most fish, many eels spend much of their adult lives in freshwater rivers and streams and return to the oceans where they were first born to spawn and then die. There are about 800 species of eels characterized by their elongated, worm-like bodies. Unlike most fish, eels do not have pelvic fins and most species do not have pectoral fins. Eels have a continuous dorsal, anal, and caudal fin that runs around the tail tip. To swim, eels generate waves that travel the length of their bodies. To swim backwards, they reverse the direction of the wave. The body covering of an eel is typically scaleless. Their color ranges from drab gray or black in deep sea species to colorful and patterned in tropical reef species. Their diet typically consists of smaller fish, invertebrates, crustaceans, shrimp, crabs, and sea urchins. Freshwater eels also consume insect larvae. Most eel species are nocturnal. They typically feed at night and hide under rocks, logs, and mud of the water's bottom during the daytime. While most eels are solitary during their juvenile and adult life, some eel species, such as garden eels, live together in vast colonies of several hundred individuals in tropical reef areas. And here is a poem for today, The Mystery, by G.K. Chesterton. If sunset clouds could grow on trees, it would but match the May in flower. And skies be underneath the seas, no topsy-turvier than a shower. If mountains rose on wings to wander, they were no wilder than a cloud. Yet all my praise is mean as slander, mean as these mean words spoken aloud. And never more than now I know that man's first heaven is far behind, unless the blazing seraph's blow has left him in the garden blind. Witness, O sun, that blinds our eyes, unthinkable and unthinkable king, that though all other wonder dies, I wonder at not wondering. The Mystery by Gilbert Keith Chesterton. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to marvel at life's many mysteries today.